The next patient is Eufrosina Ayala. I'm going to spell the first name. E-U-F, like in Foxtrot. R, like in Roger. O-S, like in Sierra. I, N, like in November. A. Last name, Ayala. A-Y-A, L, like in Lima. A. This is the clinical case of an 86-year-old Filipino female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has nephrosclerosis associated to diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and of course the aging process. The patient has a laboratory workup in which the creatinine is 1.5, the BUN is 39, estimated GFR is 33 mLs per minute. The patient doesn't have evidence of proteinuria in the urine analysis, and the sediment is very quiet. Following number. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. She has been prescribed bisoprolol, B-I-S-O-P-R-O-L-O-L, 2.5 milligrams on daily basis. This dose of 2.5 was recommended by the cardiologist in view of the presence of hypotension. The patient continued to have a systolic blood pressure that is low. For that reason, she decided to stop the losartan. And in reviewing the chart, the patient has been taking Synjardy XR10-1000. Synjardy, S-Y-N-J-A-R-D-Y, which is a combination of SGLT2 inhibitor with metformin. And on top of this, she is on Kerendia and continues to be dizzy, very unsteady in her feet, and that it is because of this hypotension. We are going to give the following recommendation. Skip the administration of bisoprolol if the systolic blood pressure is below 110. And we are going to switch the Kerendia to every other day. In any event, the urinalysis fails to show the presence of proteinuria. The kidney function is stable. There is no evidence of hyperkalemia. Following number. Diabetes mellitus that has been under control. Following number, coronary artery disease status post PCI that is followed by the cardiologist Dr. Torres. Following number, peripheral neuropathy. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with PPIs. No evidence of esophagitis or symptoms at this point. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. The patient was advised to call the office if she continues to be dizzy in order to make further adjustments in the medication if necessary. Paragraph, I spent 12 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes in face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.